This is the World Challenge Devotion for Monday, May 16th. Words That Taste Like Honey by Gary Wilkerson. What is the most important gift that we can really give to anyone else? I'd say time and attention. This is especially true in a culture where a cell phone is always out in front of us or on the table while we're eating. What would happen if we all made a commitment to never put our phones on the table while we're having lunch or dinner with somebody? What if we kept it in our pocket or purse? What if we weren't on our phones when we're with a group of people? Let's pay attention to other people and be intentional about giving our time and consideration to others. You're giving them your time, and then you're giving them your trust. You're giving them the three T's: time, trust, and talk. The Bible says, "The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips." Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Proverbs 16, verses 23 and 24. We can be an incredible blessing to people with our words, but we often lose sight of that gift we can give others. We live in a society today that's really awful at asking questions. Usually, when two people are sitting together over a meal, one person says, "I did this, I'm doing this, I'm going here." The other person responds, "Oh yeah, I'm also doing that, I'm traveling there." It's like you could have looked in the mirror and talked to yourself because you were just reporting your own stuff. So often, people aren't really listening, they're just waiting to talk about themselves and their thoughts and plans. We all want to be heard, but very few of us want to listen. You can't truly listen to someone else without being curious. You can't give someone your time unless you're curious. You can't be curious about people's lives unless you love them. What's more, Scripture says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." 1 John 4, verse 7. A lot of people today are desperate for even one true relationship. The mark of God's love in our lives is when we start developing real relationships with others. Let's start loving people by giving them our time and full attention. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.